Welcome back. Ottawa Public Health has partnered up with local businesses to try and drive the vaccination rate even further up in our city. So a number of local spots are hosting vaccine pop-ups in a bid to get shots in arms. Yesterday, I was talking with Chris Viss about Zach's Diner and saying that was kind of funny. You could go get a milkshake, a patin, and also a shot. Joining us now, another local business that's getting involved. Owner of Finnegan's Pub, Drew Dobson, is on the line. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
So Finnegan's in Vanier is hosting a vaccine clinic this Saturday, the 18th. How did you get involved?
Well, we saw that Ottawa Health was calling out for businesses that would be willing to partner with them to offer convenient access to the public for COVID-19 vaccines.
And personally, why did you want to be part of that?
I felt that we had an ideal location to help an underserviced community. Vanier it doesn't have as high a vaccine rate as the rest of Ottawa. And we're dead center in Vanier. You can walk to our place within 10 minutes from anywhere in the Vanier area. We thought we'd be ideal to provide a service to the community.
What has the reaction been like?
It's been 99% positive and a very noisy 1% hostile and negative.
I wanted to ask about that because we had some other businesses, and we'll play a clip in a moment, saying that even after just posting the information about the pop-up before it even happened, that they got negative comments and even some negative reviews online. Did you encounter any of that?
Absolutely. I've been called a Nazi in the last week. We've had negative reviews. We've been threatened with a boycott and many other expletives. But thankfully, it's a small minority of the people out there.
Someone called you a Nazi?
Yep.
And when you say negative reviews, you mean Google reviews, Drew, people going on and leaving reviews as if they've been to the pub when they actually haven't?
Yeah, you get a one star and, you know, it's there's nothing behind the review and they obviously haven't been there.
It's September the 15th. You're hosting this on the 18th. Any concern on your part about following through with it because of this?
No, absolutely not. I think it's just... We're just doing our bit to help Ottawa Public Health, and if there's a little bit of a negative pushback, we can deal with it.
Right. And had you been anticipating that?
I was surprised by the nastiness of it. I understand some people are reluctant to get vaccinated, and this is just an option for people. They do not have to come. This is just Ottawa Public Health is saying, hey, we've got this place. If you want to get a vaccine, feel free to show up. So I'm surprised at this hostile reaction to just offering people a place where they can go to get a vaccine if they choose to.
On the other side of it, not to be negative all the time, you said the vast majority of people are happy. What have people been saying to you?
I guess the 99% have been saying great community initiative. They're glad that that a business is supporting the local community and they stand with us.
Well, Drew, I really appreciate you coming on the show. We wish you best of luck.
Thanks very much for having me.
Drew Dobson, the owner of Finnegan's Pub. Yikes. Even he was saying 99% of the people are happy about it. It's a good reception. 1% bad, but it is a vocal 1%. And he was surprised by the nastiness of it. Brian Beauchamp is the owner of the Orange Monkey Bar and Billiards. We've had him on the show many times. And they're also hosting a vaccine pop-up. Theirs is today. Beauchamp says he started to receive hateful comments and threats after paying to promote an ad on Facebook advertising this.
And it's through that I got the negative feedback. I didn't get anything negative over the phone or anyone coming into the Orange Monkey. The reaction has been good at the Orange Monkey. I put up several posters and none of them got damaged. But it's more people that... saw the ad on Facebook that got pretty aggressive.
He says some of the comments were negative and hateful, and that he might have expected, but some were outright threats of violence.
Basically, probably the worst one was that someone was threatening to come to the vaccine clinic, take the needle and poke my eyes out, and also put the needle in another place on my body, which I won't say over the air, but that was the worst one, but also just aggressive and negative and like, wow, can't believe the Orange Monkey is associated to this experimental drug. I'll never go there again. I'm telling everyone not to go there again.
I honestly cannot believe those clips and the interview that we just had. And I hate that business owners like this who are doing a good thing, who are doing a good thing, hosting a vaccine clinic to try and get people vaccinated to increase access in their neighborhood, are being threatened or being called a Nazi. That is so severely upsetting. I really wonder about what life is going to be like after this pandemic, because it's one thing for somebody to say, I do not support this. I am not going to go. I am not going to get vaccinated. It's another thing to harass or threaten someone or leave negative reviews on a business you've never even been to try and hurt them financially after they've been hurting for months and months because of this pandemic. And I just worry. I worry this pandemic is having irreversible damage on the way that we connect to each other, that we've been drained of all of our empathy, that we're so caught up in these extremes all the time, we forget we're dealing with another human being, a living, breathing human being. Honestly. I mean, wrap your head around that one. Really, what on earth is wrong with people? For Pete's sake, get a life, get a grip. Honestly, it makes me want to support these businesses more. And that's what Tammy says. She says, I'll plan to go to the Orange Monkey at some point now. Not a place I've previously been, just to support that business. Kudos to them for holding the clinic. Paul says, people want to harass business owners and not visit them. It's no loss to their businesses, I'm sure. These people are not worth any time or energy. They're miserable because they dwell in negativity. I agree with you, but I just think it is so beyond the realm of anything that is normal. It is monstrous to go on, to pretend like you've been there, to sabotage their Google reviews or their Yelp reviews. It is unhinged behavior. These businesses have been through enough. They don't need you dogpiling them and piling on and pretending like their place is terrible when it's not. Get a grip.